At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The only place in football where the offense is always on the field is on Moneyline. With the two best hosts in radio, Donnie Wrightside.
If anybody wasn't watching, listen, I don't know what you were doing.
And Kevin Walsh.
Forget, act like you've been there before.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
Oh, let's get after it. The best of every day now is officially underway. It is a hump day Wednesday and a big day. Why? Because tomorrow, yeah, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, maybe the best 4 days of the sporting calendar all the way through. And I can't wait. Put your dancing shoes on. Now, understand me. I'm going to hit a couple quick topics here. One that deals with Major League Baseball and one in the NFL. And then I'm going to go over my bracket here. So if you are listening on Sirius XM channel 159, thank you for that. If you are listening on the Sports Grid app, absolutely spectacular, fantastic. If you are also on YouTube, Sports Grid On Demand, just short of 7,000 subscribers now. Thank you for that as well. And you can reach out to us on that YouTube channel by entering into the chat here. SportsGridRadio.com, another great way to listen as well. You get the picture here. But sometimes you say, all right, a day-to-day handicapper and what they like to pick. Simple, just to go over. Do you like the games tonight? Which we're going to hit both of these tonight. Texas and Xavier, Mount St. Mary's, going up against American. Those two games will be, you know, in our crosshairs, and we'll take a look at those. Thank goodness last night I did not bet San Diego State with my hard-earned cash because I would have been disappointed when I woke up. But today, it's Bracketology by DRS. I have my brackets that I filled out 30 minutes after Selection Sunday. So I have a viewpoint, and I can use that as a sort of a canvas this week. But I need to finalize these picks today. So if anybody out there in the streets says, you know what? I got some questions. I got answers. Who are you picking in your poll? This is why I wish we could have phone callers today, because I would love to go up and down and ask people, who are you picking? Is it one seeds? Is it two seeds? Who is going to be that darling that heads into the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight this year? There always is at least one of those. Now, tomorrow, which is Thursday, the start officially of the tournament, the unofficial start, is the first four games, which we're getting great games here. We'll talk about those in a minute from what we saw last night. But Thursday is the big day. Kevin and I will be on from 11 to 12, right up taking you into our Bracket Central coverage right here on the Sports Grid Network. And we'll go over tomorrow, like game by game and analysis and handicaps and totals and over-unders and all that good stuff. But today, this is a bracket type of day. And I love that because some of the picks that I have, I've been going over in my mind and questioning them all this week. But I do say this, people out here, when you are looking to bet these games individually, it's much different than what your bracket actually is. Say, wait a second, what does that mean? Do your bracket, set it aside and cheer it on. But you're going to come up multiple times in this tournament and go, ooh, I have Michigan versus Texas A&M, and I had Michigan advancing, but I really like Texas A&M laying the points in this one. Understand you need to bet accordingly in that situation. Do not bet on just the guidelines of your pool so you can root said games on at that point. Does that make sense out here? Yeah, it does. So there you go. Little PSA. You like to be, I'm an Eagles fan. I don't like to bet against the Eagles, but if there's money to be made, you got to separate it. I'm a Phillies fan. A couple years ago when that bullpen was absolutely horrendous, boy, it was fun taking team totals on the opposite side to pound the Phillies on their bullpen. You have to make money. Separate your fandom. Do it. But I have Duke winning it all, Donnie. What do you mean? Like, I can't. You take Arizona in the Sweet 16 matchup? Yes, you can. If it makes sense and the numbers are there.
We're not going to go down the list of saying, hey, you know what? I have Auburn versus Michigan State 1-2 and the Elite Eight winner goes to the Final Four. Let me handicap that together. Today, I want to take a look at these early round games and see if there's any different advantages that I should have taken, because when we take a look at KenPom, you can see the breakdowns for Thursday and Friday games and say, all right, let me make an honest decision based on a handicap of what can make some sense. Now, let me just get some hot topics out of the way here before we do get to college basketball. And I am excited to go line by line by line by line. That's what we do. And we'll do that on Thursday. And then when I have a solo mission on Friday, we'll do the same exact thing again. We'll go line by line every single game on the board that day, try to pick out some winners and sort of move along. When I say move along, it's a great segue here. Because there is a quarterback out there on the market that feels like he still controls a lot of things. And I don't think it's correct. I don't think so. So when they ask this person when they're going to make their decision, still a mystery. It shouldn't be a mystery. There should be one football team and one quarterback that should be paired up together, and that should happen sooner than later. But let me read this tweet from Adam Schefter to the people out here. Based on this morning's information, this isn't the tweet yet, where the Minnesota Vikings go, found our guy. Our guy is J.J. McCarthy. We're going to have to bring in a veteran that's going to back him up, but our guy to start this season is J.J. McCarthy. Why is that important? Because Aaron Rodgers wanted to go. Yeah, he wanted to go to Minnesota. Minnesota said, you know what? Hey, Kevin, I would really like to play for your team here, says Aaron Rodgers. Kevin goes back, no, we're going with J.J. Enjoy your time out here. So you would figure and say, well, there's really only two spots left that are open for an NFL quarterback looking to get back into the mix. The New York Giants, Pittsburgh Steelers. So what quarterback am I talking about right now? Oh. Aaron Rodgers can't go to Minnesota now, which where he wants to go. So now his fallback plan should be easy. It should be quick. It should be simple. Maybe I just go out to dinner one more time with Joe Shane of the New York Giants, who's the general manager, and Brian Daboll. Or I go out and say, hey, Mike Tomlin, let me sit down to dinner with you and just see if I'm making the right decision right now coming to your football team. But that Adam Schefter tweet that came out just moments ago said, nothing related to Minnesota has altered Aaron Rodgers' timeline. One source monitoring Rodgers' potential decision about the 2025 season said this morning that the free agent quarterback still, quote, is in no rush at all, end quote. Now, when I hear this right now and I say, you know, if it's from the Pittsburgh side of things, right? It's like this. No, this guy's not helping us out right now. Gotta be this guy. See what I mean? Honestly, that's the feeling you get right now if you're Mike Tomlin. I got DK Metcalf. I got George Pickens. I got elite defense. I got Jaylen Warren in the backfield. I got Pat Freiermuth at tight end. A decent offensive line. We're going to be able to win football games next year. I am just missing the veteran quarterback that can be my signal caller. And you're telling me Aaron Rodgers, like, breaks. Hold the line. Giants, Steelers, see you when I see you at this point. You got to be kidding me. No, that's not the way it works. It's really not the way it works. If you're the Steelers now, understand that winning a Super Bowl next year will be hard regardless of any quarterback that you have. If you had Patrick Mahomes or Jalen, it's still going to be hard. We're not saying that Aaron Rodgers moves the needle enough for the Steelers to win a Super Bowl next season. But you know what it does do? Makes them a better football team than what they have now with Mason Rudolph bringing back as your quarterback. Makes more sense than Russell Wilson. Made more sense still than Justin Fields. You need a guy to operate out of the pocket. But you got to be honest. Is Aaron saying, boy, it's probably the best fit team-wise and player-wise? But Arthur Smith is my offensive coordinator, probably unfamiliar with him other than seeing everybody get mad at him because he's too conservative. And Mike Tomlin that goes, hey, Aaron, you're not allowed to change any of these plays out here, buddy. You're going to stick to the ground game. But the fact that he's in no rush at all, as if he's a supremely wanted commodity anymore, in insanity, Aaron. Choose your path. The same way I'm choosing my path next in the brackets. Let's get to picking some games.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Did you dance last night? Did you have some fun? What a game it was, too. Alabama State moves on into the tournament themselves. Yeah, they'll get waxed by Auburn, but they get to have that moment of an incredible victory on a late crazy game play that we never would see in the NBA because you get to call timeouts and move the basketball all the way up by the opposing team's three-point line. Shout out college basketball. That was great. Also, not shout out college basketball. 920-plus start last night for UNC and San Diego State. You get what you deserve. It was a horrible game. Congratulations if you stayed up for the entire duration of that game. I did not. Went to sleep early in that game. Woke up like, man, did UNC waste San Diego State? Now, you don't really get the quad one games, but technically that was a quad two game, which is something Carolina can win. They just can't win quad ones. They're going to step up to the plate next game against Ole Miss. Now, Major League Baseball also was this morning, so I'm going to talk about it. Dodgers won, their 2-0. Nobody cares. You played overseas at 6 a.m. on the unofficial start of the baseball season for your opening day. Ridiculous. Next Thursday, we'll talk about the Dodgers much more. Also, real quick here with some updates. Let's get some music in the background for this one. Major League Baseball, you like it? Your boy DRS, Tom Vecchio. The Major League Baseball show here on the network called Pro Baseball Today is going to debut Sundays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., people. You heard that right. Baseball on the network, live on Sundays, full card every Sunday. All 30 teams will be in play every single week, 15 games, a two-hour show to let you know exactly what happened during that past week, but more importantly, handicapping those games, winning money on Sundays. Make sure you bookmark that. Live from the home of DRS. The home of Tom Vecchio, right here on the Sports Grid Network. We're bringing that to you. Starts this Sunday. We actually do a taping of it tomorrow afternoon that we'll play on Sunday, because obviously there's no games live. Sort of a setup to the season, some futures to take a look at, team recaps and reviews, and then the following week on a Sunday, live and in charge for opening weekend all the way through the summer. So you're going to get March, April, May, June, July, and August. Every single Sunday, a Major League Baseball show handicapping it, brought right to your ears on SiriusXM Channel 159 and to your TVs. Get ready and have that bookmark out. Now, let's get to college basketball. Let's set the table for this. We're going to go region by region. I have some KenPom statistics up, but also just some thoughts here. And once again, I picked my pool already, but I need to make some changes here to make sure I'm doing it correctly. Last night, we did see Alabama State with a victory. They're going to take on Auburn. This isn't a handicap. This is just pool day. Tomorrow, we're going to handicap every single game on the card, Thursday and Friday, live in the studio for me Friday night, Joe Lisi and also Kevin Walsh to watch those games and bet them accordingly. And then I'll be back in the studio on Sunday as well. Busy next couple weeks for your boy DRS. But I have Auburn obviously beating Alabama State and advancing. Now, game number two in the South region is Louisville and it's Creighton. If we look at the line, and again, this isn't betting from a line perspective. We're betting on who is just going to win. So let me just double check here because I got to make sure I'm on my P's and Q's. I'm using every bit of these computers that I have in front of my face. So Louisville and Creighton. Let me just bring up the odds across the screen. All right. So we got, where's Louisville? There we go. Louisville, Creighton. 2.5-point line as a favorite towards Louisville and a total of 145.5. So let's just call that a coin flip there. But I just wanted to get the basis on who was favorite. So in my initial thought process on my pool, I actually picked Creighton to upset Louisville. Now, understand this, too. Creighton versus Louisville is going to be in Lexington, Kentucky. Last time I checked, Louisville was in the state of Kentucky. They're going to have a home court advantage in that game, so that is going to be key. If we take a look at Creighton and Louisville, Louisville on KenPom's rankings is 23rd. Creighton is 36th. If we take a look at the individual handicap of that game, Louisville's defensive efficiency is 21. Creighton's is 43. Offensive efficiency, Creighton 34, Louisville 29. So on both sides of the basketball, technically Louisville is better. Louisville does play good defense. And also the three-point shot is a key ingredient of the offense for Creighton. They're top 10 in the country at firing away from three-point range at close to 50% of their total shots. You take a look at Louisville, 48% of their total shots come from three-point range. So a little bit better defense from the three-point line for Louisville, but really not too big of a margin. Creighton does not foul on defense, which is going to help them out, no question about it. But Creighton also doesn't turn you over. And Creighton does turn the basketball over just a little bit too much. Louisville doesn't foul per se either. So I think I'm going to make the change. I'm going to go to the ACC in this one. I'm going to go ahead and change my pick from Creighton to Louisville. So if you're listening out there right now, Sports Grid on Demand, who do you have in that Louisville-Creighton game? Who did you pick? I started out with Creighton. I'm flipping that over to Louisville. That's where I said. Now, again, tonight, maybe even farther adjustments, but I need to get the initial thoughts out right now. Michigan and UC San Diego. How about that game? A lot of people looking at upsets for UC San Diego, maybe rightfully so. We take a look at the lines this morning. They were as low as 2.5. Let me just double check. Michigan, UC San Diego, still 2.5 across the board. Total in this game, 142.5 at most outlets. Incredible stuff. It really is. So let me bring up on KenPom. Let's go over to Michigan. And we know how they finished the season. Three straight losses in the regular season, ran the tournament in the Big Ten. Beat Purdue, Maryland, and Wisconsin on their way to victories. Fantastic stuff. But they line up against UC San Diego. Here's the interesting part. Michigan is a giant team. They're actually fifth in the country on average height, which is incredible. And that is because Danny Wolf is 7 foot and Vlad Goldin is 7'1". Say, boy, that is going to be tough scoring inside the paint. Good luck. Because Michigan will defend it inside the paint. And again, it's hard to score against 7-footers. But UC San Diego's offense, top 10 in the country, close to 50% total volume from three-point range. You take a look at Michigan. They'll chase you off a bit. They're about midway at chasing you off. They'll let you shoot around 39-40% from the three-point range, volume-wise. But they also defend it pretty well, top 50 in the country at 31%. You look at Michigan's offense. They do turn the basketball over quite a bit. And having said that, too, UC San Diego, top 10 at not turning the basketball over. Second best team in the nation at turning you over going up against Michigan. Now, do you want to get freaky with this game? Like, is this one of those where you say to yourself, we're going to step our bounds here, go over our skis, outkick your coverage, use anything that you want to have here? Because I feel like I might be doing that. But EC makes sense in so many ways. Boy, oh boy, we got tough decisions to make. That's why we have an extra half hour to go today. Honey writes out on the solo mission, Radio Madrid. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I think I got to keep Michigan, people. I do. Even though I love this setup, you see the line out there, but it seems like a popular pick on UC San Diego. But for right now, I'm going to keep it with Michigan. Differences between the conference, the Big Ten, number 2 overall in KenPom, the Big West Conference at number 12 overall. And if we're looking at the teams, the way this sets up, what's the ranking on these? UC San Diego 37th, Michigan 25th. I got to keep it with Michigan. Anybody out there going rolling with UC San Diego? Texas A&M and Yale, another close one here. By the way, what is the line for that game? A&M and Yale. Let's see. Yale. Texas A&M favored by 7.5. Yale's a pretty good team. But again, we're not going to handicap these games. We'll get those tomorrow. I stuck with Texas A&M. Best conference in the country, the SEC. We'll pick them to move on. Ole Miss and North Carolina, another tough one here. Now, I really don't want to handicap this game, but when you're taking a look at North Carolina, they're the favorites against Mississippi now. Favorites against San Diego State, clown them as they move on now. They'll play on Friday. Against Ole Miss, 155.5 is a total. Should be an unbelievably entertaining game. So let me just take a look at this. This is a Friday game, so we'll go to the 21st. KenPom has it on their excitement meter, number 1 on that day. Maybe rightfully so. Let me just do a quick look here. Get out of conference play, go to totality of conference play. Both have good offenses. Both have decent defenses. Mississippi's is better. Mississippi does foul. But where do you ride that momentum? That's the question I have, because I loved what I saw from UNC in that game last night. Mississippi doesn't turn the basketball over, but they don't do a lot that really is going to disturb UNC. And I know we got to go quickly on this. But do we ride that? Do we ride that hype of North Carolina? I'm sticking with Ole Miss. Iowa State and Lipscomb, I'm going to go Iowa State, even though key injury there for Iowa State, still enough to get by Lipscomb. Marquette and New Mexico, another tough one here. What's the line on this game? Let's go New Mexico. Marquette is a favor by 3.5 to 4.5, depending on where you're shopping at. 7C versus the 10. Let's see where these two teams line up here in this mix. So if we end up, this is a game that's going to take place on Friday also. So that is Marquette. Where is that game at? Does it look like one of the more boring games? What are we doing here? Marquette. Where are you at, Marquette? You know what? Let me just take this. Sometimes it's hard to find some of these games. So I just want to see what their overall ranking on KenPom is. All right, taking a quote, New Mexico. New Mexico is 43rd on KenPom. Marquette's 28th. Again, higher seeded team Marquette took them here. Michigan State and Bryant took Michigan State. So that ends up that bracket round number one in the South. West bracket. Florida, Norfolk State, easy for me, took Florida, have them moving forward. UConn and Oklahoma, again, another tough one here. Like these are because I took Oklahoma to start, but I think I'm starting to want UConn a little bit more. UConn, 4 straight wins to end the season, beat a bad Villanova team, then lost to Creighton 71-62, now find their way to take on Oklahoma. And again, Oklahoma playing in one of the toughest conferences in basketball, you do get elevated just a bit. Oklahoma on offense, their efficiency, 22nd in the country, it's really good. They shoot the three-point shot decently. However, Connecticut does chase you off the three-point line, but doesn't defend it incredibly well. Maybe a slight advantage there for Oklahoma. Oklahoma gets to the free throw line. Oklahoma makes their free throws, and Connecticut fouls. That's interesting. So Connecticut on the opposite side doesn't get to the free throw line, but Oklahoma fouls a little bit. They like to shoot the three-point shot. Oklahoma defends it pretty well. You know what? I'm sticking with Oklahoma in this game. How about that? What's the line on this one? I'm going to stick with them. Knock it off the back-to-back national champions. And by the way, Connecticut's a 5.5-point favorite. A 5.5-point favorite, I feel like I still like Oklahoma just based on some of the metrics. Now, Oklahoma does get that Texas bump. They open up the season 13-0, Oklahoma. Then they get in the conference play, lose their first 4 games. After 13 games in conference play, they're 3-10. After 16 games in conference play, they're 4-12. They beat Missouri and Texas to end the season, then Georgia to start, and they got beat by 1 point from Kentucky. I'm sticking with it. I don't care that they're the underdog. I don't care that the pedigree is with Oklahoma, or excuse me, UConn. I'm sticking with them. How about that? Put that one in the books. Maryland and Grand Canyon. The Lopes. Nope, crab five for me. Maryland moves on. Missouri and Drake. Another decent one here. By the way, what's the line in that Missouri-Drake game? 6.5 points going up against Drake. Drake's really good. I'm trusting the SEC. We move on. Texas Tech, UNC, Wilmington. You know I like those Red Raiders out of the Big 12. They're moving on. Arkansas and Kansas. Another tough one here. What is the line up here? Because I picked Arkansas. Should I change? Kansas is the favorite at 4.5. You know, we're running out of time in this segment right here. So I'm going to prep this game. I'm going to bring up Arkansas, and I'm going to bring up Kansas and see what makes the difference here. I don't know if I'm going the right direction at this point, but we're certainly going to find out. And also, Boogie Flam playing? What's the inside info on Boogie? Been out for a while. Did they get him back? We'll check in next. Solo Mission, DRS, Racketology, my style.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Need some upsets along the way. I'm sticking with Arkansas. Did a little research on Boogie Flan back for the tournament. Who knows if you could just drop him in there. Last game he played was January the 18th. So he's been off a while, but working out with the team, expected to play. And I just don't like what I see overall from Kansas. Now, having said that, though, you know, take a look at some of those KenPom advanced numbers. They do match up pretty well. Talking about Kansas, they play great defense. Arkansas does play great defense. You know, take a look at the offense. Kansas a little bit better than Arkansas. Kansas doesn't get to the free throw line, which could be key in that point. I'm going to stick with it. I need a couple upsets. I'm going to go with that. St. John's taking on Omaha. We're going to go St. John's in that one. Back up now to the East bracket. Duke versus American or Mount St. Mary's. Doesn't matter. Duke's going to advance. Baylor and Mississippi State. What's the line on this one? Because this is one who's another one of those toss-up games that you see. Let's go Baylor. Mississippi State is a 1.5-point favorite. I haven't been fond of them all year. And you take a look at Baylor out of the Big 12. Not as good a conference, as we know, as the SEC. Let me just do a quick check here, because this game is going to be on the 21st, which is Friday. And let me just dip in. So we got Baylor and Mississippi State. We have that game high up on the list at this point. Let's see. Baylor, Mississippi State, where are you? Can't find these games half the time. Like, this is the 24th. Oh, there we go. No wonder. On the 20th. Duh. All right. Baylor, 12-15 from Raleigh. Baylor, 16th on offense and efficiency. Mississippi State, 23rd. Better defensive metrics. Mississippi State slightly over Baylor. Baylor doesn't shoot the three-point shot all that well, but they shoot a lot of it. And Baylor doesn't defend it. They'll let you shoot a lot of three-point shots, but also the same thing. Baylor's offense shoots the three-point shot decently, and you can shoot a ton. I'm sticking with Baylor. I'm going against the SEC bias. Usually I have this tournament. I'm going Baylor. Baylor advances here. Oregon versus Liberty, 5-12 matchup. I'm trusting Dana Altman and Oregon to knock off Liberty, even though Liberty's a pretty good ball club. Arizona and Akron, Arizona's going to move through for me. BYU and VCU, here's a tough one. Initially, I went right off the bat, didn't even think twice about BYU. They're favored in this game. Anywhere between 3.5, actually, no more 3.5s. Open up at 3.5. 2.5 to 3s now out on the market, and a total that's rising from 143.5 to 145. The thing you love about this game is the three-point shot is going to be viable here. Ken Pom's fan match, number one game tomorrow, VCU, BYU, and I completely agree with that. VCU does play very good defense, chases you off of the three-point line, and defends the three-point line like crazy. On offense, VCU likes to shoot the three-point shot, and BYU lets you shoot the three-point shot. You know what? VCU, baby! Let's go! Come on, VCU, we're moving! VCU! 11 over 6, slight dog, get on board, baby! Ride with the A-10. Oh, I feel good about that now. Effective field goal percentage for the country number one is VCU. There's a change. We're going VCU. Wisconsin, Montana, bang. Wisconsin moves on. St. Mary, Vanderbilt, love Vanderbilt, love the SEC. St. Mary's is my squad. That's the goon squad out there. They advance. Alabama, Robert Morris, Alabama advances. Down to the Midwest bracket, first round. Houston, Sue Edwardsville, gone. Houston advances. Georgia, Gonzaga. What's the line for this one? Do I have to change this one up? Yeah, Gonzaga's a 6.5-point favorite. I actually put Georgia to advance immediately out of it because, again, the SEC bias. You love yourself some of that West Coast Conference. You know you do. You know you do. Let me just get a quick look at this game here. We'll go to the 20th, which is tomorrow. Gonzaga, Georgia. Wichita, Kansas. Perfect city for Gonzaga. Gonzaga's defense, 29th. Georgia's 26th. Gonzaga's offense, 9th overall in efficiency. Don't force the three-point shot. Georgia does defend it. They like to score down low. They should be able to eat down there. They shoot 80% as a team from the free throw line. Gonzaga doesn't foul that much. You know what? Sorry, Georgia. Flipping it back over. We're going Gonzaga. Gonzaga advances over Georgia. Apologize to the SEC. Clemson and McNeese. Here's another one. Because initially, like, I like myself a little McNeese State. I do. They're 7.5-point dogs, though, D. Like, are we making the prudent move right there? Are we really doing that? What day is that one? That's tomorrow as well. Let me just bring this up quickly here. Sometimes, like, you look at these mid-major type teams, like, man, I really just want to see them win. You do. McNeese Clemson. Like, we know Clemson plays good defense. 16th overall in the country. McNeese isn't bad. Clemson's offense is decent. You know what? Let's be smart about this, Donnie. It's Clemson. It's Clemson. We're changing it up. Purdue High Point. We're going Purdue. Illinois versus Texas and Xavier. I still think Illinois is the better team regardless of which team advances there. Kentucky and Troy. We're going Kentucky. Utah State and UCLA. Now, I have Utah State advancing in my early numbers. UCLA is a 5.5-point favorite. And I know you don't just want to go based on, you know, who can do what and what the spread is. It's more of like a matchup here. So this game is tomorrow as well. Let me just get a quick glimpse of this one. Ken Pom's got UCLA by 5 points. And again, you got to make your own judgment decisions. Great defense for UCLA. Great offense for Utah State. Utah State has the ability to knock down the three-point shot and likes doing that. That's always a positive and a plus. UCLA's offense. 81. You know what? We're going Utah. Come on now. keep it with Utah State. You need some upsets. 10 seed over the 7 seed. Utah State gets the bounce over the Big Ten right there. And Tennessee knocks off Wofford. Let's get to round number 2 and hustle through some of these. Auburn versus Louisville. Give me Auburn. They advance over Louisville, who I used to have Creighton, but I changed it to Louisville. How about that? Jordan Peace says he took Mississippi State. I can't fault you out there, Jordan, in that matchup, because it's the SEC, and I like the SEC a lot. But we're going to move on Auburn over Louisville. SEC, SEC. Round number 2, Michigan and Texas A&M. Oh, this is going to be a tough one, man. So if we go to see what the rankings are here, right? Michigan is coming in on the rankings board at KenPom, 25th. Texas A&M is 17th. Now, I got Michigan winning that game. But should you trust the SEC bias? Like, what did A&M do? Hold on, let me see what A&M did in the season. Not great, though. Lost to Mississippi State, lost to Tennessee, lost to Vanderbilt, lost to Florida, beat Auburn, which is a really, really good win, but got, and also beat LSU, which is a bad team. Lost in double overtime to Texas. Oh, you know what? There's a chance that Michigan might not make it through round 1 and A&M does. Let me take A&M. Let's switch it up. We're taking A&M to advance over Michigan. Gambling gods, is that the right thing?
Good luck.
All right. No help from the gambling gods right there either on that. But I'm going to go A&M, switching it up. Ole Miss versus Iowa State. This is tough, too. Like, I have Ole Miss going over North Carolina. Does that mean Ole Miss is going to take out Iowa State? Like, I know Iowa State's missing a starter in their lineup here. But is Ole Miss good enough? What's the rankings here? Like, where are the rankings at? Ole Miss, can you trust them for 2 straight? Where is Ole Miss? How far are we going down? Oh, it can't be going down that far at Ole Miss. We've got to be at least somewhere in that top 20 range, no? Huh. Kansas at 21. Where's Ole Miss? Arkansas, Texas, they can't be low as that. What are we doing here? Mississippi, show your face. There we go, 26. My goodness. So Ole Miss is 26th. Iowa State, obviously going to be higher than that, no? Where's Iowa State at now that we lost a player on there? Iowa State is listed at 10. You know what? I'm going to Iowa State. I'm going to Iowa State. I just am. Chris Beard, drop it. Bang, gone. Michigan State, Marquette. Michigan State advances here. Bottom of the bracket, headed to the West. Florida beats Oklahoma, absolutely. The Crab 5 beats Colorado State, they move on. Texas Tech over Missouri, they move on. St. John's over Arkansas, they move on. Just cleared right through that bracket. How'd you like that? Duke Baylor, Duke moves on. Arizona, gonna beat Oregon, they move on. Now we have a matchup, Wisconsin and VCU. Let me set this one up. So Wisconsin, where are they at? Sometimes it's hard to read these things. VCU's 31st. Where's Wisconsin? 13th. Tough one. Tough one. We'll take a look at that game in a moment here. We're cruising through the brackets on a Wednesday, the day before the official start of the Big Dance.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back at it, people. Oh, I'm loving this. I really am. VCU, Wisconsin is where we left off. And I said, boy, which way do you want to go in this one, DRS? Are you going to pull another massive upset here with VCU knocking off BYU, which I picked, and then VCU to knock off Wisconsin? Can't do it. Sorry. I apologize. I just can't do it at this point right now. Wisconsin advances. And Alabama, St. Mary's. Oh, I would love to pick St. Mary's here. I really would. I might even root on St. Mary's. I might even have a bet on St. Mary's against Alabama. But Alabama's going to beat St. Mary's to take on Wisconsin. Let's go to the bottom of the bracket there in the Midwest and see what we have. All right. Houston, already told you they advanced. They play going Houston-Gonzaga in round number 2. What a battle. Gosh, all the round of 32 is going to be sensational. It really is. Houston's going to advance. Purdue and Clemson. I've had an affinity for Purdue all season long, and I don't think it's going to stop here. And I've sort of been shaming Clemson a bit. I'm going to trust Purdue beats Clemson, and boy, that's a tough 5-4 matchup. It really is. It really is. So let's go ahead and make that adjustment. Purdue's going to beat Clemson. We'll move on. Illinois versus Kentucky. High wire act versus high wire act. Now, correct me if I'm wrong here, though. Where's Kentucky's first game? Let me see here. So Kentucky, they're not playing at Rupp, are they? If they're in the Midwest. I can't be there. Let me just double check here. Troy, what is this? Oh, yes, they play Troy round number one. Neutral, let me just click on that. Pfizer Forum, okay, good. Just wanted to get that out of the way as I'm not making a decision like Louisville playing in Lexington, same state. Kentucky playing in Lexington, home court advantage. Yeah, we're going, you know what? Upset city, baby. Come on. We're going to need nothing yet. Upset city. Illinois moves on over Kentucky. Do you agree with that, people? How about that? Tennessee knocks off Utah State at the bottom of that. All right, let's keep it going. Up top now as we get into the Sweet 16. Auburn A&M, move forward, Auburn. You're moving into the Elite Eight. Michigan State, Iowa State, Michigan State moves on. So there we go. Let's head to the bottom of the bracket here. Florida versus the Crab 5 of Maryland. Florida, congratulations, you're moving on. Texas Tech, St. John's. Texas Tech with the minor upset, just based on seeding here, to get to the Elite Eight to take on Florida. Duke, Arizona. I'm telling you, this is one that's interesting. I love Duke. I love Cooper Flagg. He should be completely healthy for that game. But Arizona gives me a little of the heebie-jeebies right there, but able to knock off Duke. But Duke is advancing and moving on for me. Alabama and Wisconsin. What a great matchup. Trust in the SEC. Alabama moves on to take on Duke. Bottom of the bracket in the Midwest. Houston versus Purdue. Houston, bang. Too tough, too strong, too good a coach. They move on. Illinois, Tennessee. Tennessee, SEC. SEC, they move on. Now we're in the Elite Eight. Boy, we went chalk. Auburn, Michigan State, Auburn in the SEC moves on into the Final Four. Elite Eight out of the West. Florida versus Texas Tech. Florida of the SEC moves on for me. Duke, Alabama. Duke moves on out of the ACC. Houston and Tennessee. Houston moves on. So do you know what I have right now? Surefire to not win my bracket, as we just went over for the past 40 minutes. One, and one. Yeah, I don't know if that gets an applause. I don't know. I don't think that should get an applause, but it just feels right there. How are we feeling about that? All ones. How's Pop Smoke feel about that? I don't know. It feels kind of good, but it feels kind of bad at the same time. I got really good teams. And as Ben Stevens pointed out this morning, like, you're talking about these teams that are 35 net rating or over. We never see that. We have four teams there this year that do that. Like, Auburn's going to have to get upset by somebody. Florida's playing incredible basketball. That's two SEC teams meeting up in the Final Four. On the opposite side, Duke, with Cooper Flagg coming back, smashing everything in their way, with or without Cooper Flagg. And then Houston, gutty and strong. Duke moves on, they beat Houston. Boy, what a good game. And I don't even know if I would bet Duke at that point. Houston just might be on a wave that you can't stop. But if Duke gets there, that means one thing. Cooper Flagg is rested. Cooper Flagg is ready. Man, you hear me? Not like, good one. Auburn, Florida. You kidding me at this point? Auburn and Florida in the Final Four? Who advances out of that one? Who? Gators. That's who I got. So the final, San Antonio, Texas, April 7th. Florida, Duke. National champion? The Duke Blue Devils. There you go. The Duke Blue Devils. The Duke Blue Devils. All said and done. The national champions of 2024-2025. Cooper Flagg, your MOP. The best of the best in the Final Four.
That's my championship pick. It's Duke without even Mike Krzyzewski taking it down.
Now, will I make some changes tonight? I hope I don't. But I got to tell you right now, like, am I feeling the vibes of the way I should right now, to be honest? I don't know if I am. Like, I'm nervous. Like, all one seats to get there? Can it happen? Yeah. Do you trust it? How you feeling about there? I see a couple of people up here in the chat box. Like, how are we feeling about Duke as a national champion, but all four ones? Like, who are you voting for out there? Who was in your bracket? Do you have a bracket? Look, again, when you're busting through stuff like, hey, man, I picked Bryant to get to the Final Four. Yeah, I understand that person as well. There's always those people. But who's legitimate? Like, who's knocking off those ones? Really? Like, yeah, Auburn can beat Florida. There's still two number ones. Like, who are some of the twos? Like, St. John's? Yeah, they could. Texas Tech's going to beat them. I love Texas Tech. I mean, you take a look at Michigan State. They got a pretty clean run right up to the Elite Eight where they face Auburn. Auburn's just a better team than they are. I'm telling you, the one that I worry about. All those, like, I worry about the champion being Duke, which is who I picked, because of the route they might have to go through to get through Arizona and then Alabama. That's a tough run here. More next. Radio Moneyline. And ho-ho! It's fun. You know it is. You know it's fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We had a couple coin flips tonight, by the way. If you're just handicapping single games tonight, day number two, the first four in Dayton was great yesterday. Alabama State with an impressive victory, an unbelievable, so much fun to watch final couple minutes against St. Francis. And then you need to blow out victory with Carolina taking on San Diego State. Tonight, it's going to be Xavier in Texas. And then game number one, I should say, will be Mount St. Mary's and American. If we look at that 6:40 start tonight, I do think the advantage is for American. You take a look at the line tonight. American is favored by 2.5, same as the opening number. Pretty good balance on 50-50 betting, but also that total now back up to 129.5, up from 128.5. So people starting to take a little bit of the totals higher here. American plays at a snail's pace. That's going to slow things down. But the one thing we talk about also with yesterday, Alabama State did get the win, but not the cover. They don't turn the basketball over. Mount St. Mary's does turn the basketball over. American is better with the ball, and also they will turn you over, and also Mount St. Mary's doesn't turn you over. That's an advantage. You take a look at American's offense. They like to shoot the three-point shot. Mount St. Mary's will let you shoot the three-point shot. I think it just fits a little bit better. So one team protects the ball better than the other. One team likes to shoot the three. Another team defends it decently but doesn't chase you off the line. For me, it's going to be the American Eagles at -2.5 tonight. Now, I said, take the points and pray. Not really official tournament per se. So if you're more comfortable maybe taking the money line, we don't want to get down to the end. But again, 2.5, not really the 4.5, 5.5 range where you might get stuck on like a late three-point shot. Chances are American wins. It's probably going to be by 3 or more points, and you can cover that. But I do think American beats Mount St. Mary's out of the Metro Atlantic tonight. Now, game number two, marquee matchup of the night will be Texas and Xavier. We're expecting a pretty good performance out of both of these teams because, as we talked about, some of the lower totals that you'll find, this total opened up at 149.5 and is now sitting at 151.5. Even BetMGM here in New Jersey, now up to 152.5. This game also really is a coin flip from my, you know, vantage point. Xavier does shoot the three-point shot just about as good as anybody in the country, close to 40% as a team. Texas will defend it a little bit and chase you off that line. But also, you take a look at Texas's offense, you know, decent from three-point range at 36%, slightly behind there at Xavier's offense at that route. I just don't see a great angle in this game. Two ways to look at it, as I explained on the early line today. If you are looking to bet Texas, you're betting them because they're from the SEC. They're 6-12 in SEC play, which you're just giving them the benefit of the doubt. Say, hey, the schedule was really hard. What did you want them to do? Understandably. But when you look at Xavier, they do have some things that work out. As I said, they shoot the three really well. They get to the free throw line. They shoot 79% from the free throw line. And Texas does foul. So really, it should be an advantage tonight for Xavier. So I haven't decided on which way I'm betting, but across the, like, Xavier's favored by 2.5 to 3.5, depending on where you're shopping at. But again, if you're just looking at X's and O's, it should be Xavier as your play tonight as a slight favorite. But Texas is in the SEC. This will tell you a lot about that depth of the SEC and what Texas can do. And also keep in mind, Texas getting back one of their better defenders for this game. It's been back for the previous three games. So Like picking, I actually feel more comfortable, to be honest, betting the American Eagles tonight over some Mount St. Mary's than I would any pick in the Texas game, particularly even that over at 151.5. You're expecting both of those teams to approach somewhere around 75-plus points. We'll see if that happens in a game of this magnitude. You tend to usually say lower scoring, and then you say that, and you see UNC last night against a really good defensive team in San Diego State post 95 points. So some things do get crazy. But if I'm just taking SEC bias out of it, where the Big East, again, isn't as good as the SEC, the numbers actually say Xavier should win this ball game. Xavier's 42 in KenPom. Texas is 41. So you're weighing a lot right here on Texas, just who they played and not necessarily even beaten. Because Texas, when you look at that overall schedule, it doesn't look good. Like, it doesn't look like a tournament team. And I was asking Ben this morning, because I know there's probably stats out there in other leagues, I should say, are really deep, where it's like, well, yeah, you give them the benefit of the doubt from the comp. They've won 6 games in their conference. Like, it wasn't even 8-8. It was 6-12, which included, like, the way they headed down the stretch, they got 2 wins. But here are the losses. Arkansas, Vanderbilt, Bama. Beat Kentucky. South Carolina, who's terrible, they lost to by 15 points. Arkansas and Georgia. Beat Mississippi State in overtime. Then lost to Oklahoma to end the season, who's not very good. Beat Vanderbilt by 7. Slid by A&M and OT. Beat by Tennessee. That's the factors that we're looking at right now. Like, what are we doing? Where are we surrounding this at? What's the game plan moving forward? So this one is more of a coin flip to me, but I'm interested in that American Eagles game. Now, tomorrow, we're going to have fun. 11 a.m., you need to be right back on Moneyline. We're going to set it up for an all-day extravaganza at the Sports Grid Network. Kevin and I will hit every single game on the card tomorrow. Bets that we love. The tournament, it's time to get those dancing shoes on. It's an exciting time of the year, and we're here for you. For JP Bond, the Wheels of Steel, I'm Donnie Wrightside. Thanks for tuning in to a solo mission here of Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.